When a Florida first-degree murder jury decides guilty or not guilty, it must be unanimous. All 12 jurors in agreement. But when it makes its powerful but non-binding penalty recommendation, a penalty that could be death, all that's required is a simple majority. Juries recommended death penalties unanimously in only 60 of 320 cases between 2000 and 2012, according to a Senate staff analysis. 96 others were decided by votes of 11 to 1 or 10 to 2. In the Florida case that the Supreme Court will review, the jury vote for death was 7 to 5.
You require a unanimous jury vote for guilt in a capital case. Why would you not, if you're going to take a human life?
Senator Thad Altman of Brevard County is a conservative Republican who has some misgivings about the death penalty but would rather not see it struck down. His bill to require a unanimous jury in its death penalty recommendations and rescue capital punishment from the Supreme Court passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee and may get a full Senate vote. But the identical House bill is not moving. One of its sponsors, Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez, a Miami Democrat, says the politics are complicated and no committee has agreed to hear it.
There are those of us who are very intent on reform, and there are some people that see this reform measure as soft on crime. It's really not at all that.
Like Altman, with whom he generally disagrees, Rodriguez thinks if there must be a death penalty, it must be fairly applied. And that's a view shared by one of the death penalty's most implacable opponents, the Catholic Church.
We support the bill, the capital sentencing bill, very, very much.
Ingrid Delgado lobbies the legislature for the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops, often against the death penalty.
Our bishops for a very long time, actually in the state of Florida, have been saying that it shouldn't exist in our state, that we should discontinue the use of the death penalty in our state. However, as long as we do have the death penalty, we should do our best to make sure that the process is as just and reliable as possible.
So what difference would requiring unanimous penalty recommendations make? Florida is the only one of the 32 death penalty states that allows juries to recommend death by a simple majority. But in those other states, it's pointed out, sentencing and executions continue, apparently unimpeded. At a meeting of the Senate committee that ultimately passed Altman's reform bill, trial lawyers argued over how requiring unanimity might affect murder case juries. Rex Deming of the Florida Public Defenders Association said the current simple majority rule makes it too easy to condemn the defendant.
Jurors are exhausted by the time they get to the penalty phase. They've sat through days or weeks of testimony, and they're ready to get done. When they hear 42 times, all you got to do is go back there, get a simple majority vote, and come back, they're more than anxious to do that.
But William Cervone, Gainesville state attorney, speaking for the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association, said requiring unanimity would remove nuances that can help the sentencing judge.
It is very instructive for the judge to know that the jury felt 12 to nothing, or the jury felt 7 to 5, or the jury felt something in between, in making his ultimate decision on this very important question.
There's more than unanimity to these reform bills and the High Court's objections. Another big problem comes from the aspects of the murder that lead the jury to vote in favor of death or life in prison, the so-called aggravating and mitigating circumstances. The bills would require them to be proven to the same standard as the rest of the trial evidence and accepted unanimously by the jury. But the legislation filed by Altman and Rodriguez and supported by the Catholic Church and the defense bar is stalled in the House of Representatives. If it doesn't pass and the Supreme Court rules as predicted, Florida's death penalty could collapse of its own weight. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.